Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. We are officially in Q4, so you know what that means. Christmas is coming.
I don't know what that means.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming. I love that you're saying Q4. You're not saying like, oh, we're like, this is October 13th. You're like, this is Q4, guys. You're so official.
Well, I've always worked in retail or sales, and like the last quarter of the year, like it's Q4, you know?
Oh, okay. That's how it will
always be in my mind.
I get it. You're breaking up a little bit, but now you're fine. But yeah, I get what you mean.
Okay. So it's officially the end of the year, Q4, and it's time to get your wish list together.
Oh my God. And don't we have a wish list? It's so funny. Steph and I were discussing this. We were talking about how we're investing or whatever. And like one of our most downloaded episodes is like the luxury one and fall fashion trends. So clearly you guys don't want us to tell you how to save your money. You want us to tell you how to spend your money. So that's what we're going to do. Because you know what? We can be really enabling like that.
We can.
Without Steph. We're literally like, okay, so should I buy this? And automatically, yes.
There was one time, literally, I was in New York and I was shopping. I was in Fendi and I was trying to decide on a couple of things. And I texted Shay.
And she said, get them both.
Yeah. I was like, I can't decide. And she said, get both. And I was like, girl, how'd you know that was an option?
And did you get both? You did, I think. Oh my God, I love it. See. We can have both sides to our personality come out. But today we are going to be talking about our luxury wish list, you guys. So, you know, we can be bougie sometimes. Let me just tell you.
Sarah, you're about 80% of the time. Don't say sometimes.
I know. I can't help it. It's my toxic trait.
It's okay. It's not toxic. Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, that's true. It's definitely toxic for Rami's life. That's not true. Toxic for me.
Right. Jason thinks I'm extremely toxic.
Yeah. Oh my God. Men, they cannot handle us sometimes.
I love it. Okay. So before we started recording, Sarah, you told me that you had just got the AirPod Max. And that is one of the things that's on my wish list. But you were saying that you don't work out in them. Tell me more.
Okay, so I got the AirPods Max because when we started this podcast, I'm like, I'm going to get all new equipment and I'm going to make myself really official. And I'm going to be like, you know, getting a mic and getting headphones and everything. And then when I went to like the electronic store online, they suggested I get like a Rode mic and then Rode headphones. And I was like, oh yeah, I should definitely get them because it's like a pack, like kind of deal situation. So then I got them and I'm like, damn it, I should have gotten the AirPods Max because they look so much cooler. I feel like it's like a cool girl vibe. You know, everybody in LA is wearing their AirPod Maxes when they're hiking and all of this stuff. So I was like, fine, I'm just going to return the other headphones. I'm going to get my AirPod Max. And I love them. Let me tell you, they are amazing. I was telling one of my friends who just came to visit me recently that if you're traveling a lot, you need them. They are bougie AF because they're like $600 for a pair of headphones. Like, do you really need those? But they're super comfortable to wear. And I like that they have like a very cushiony ear situation happening. So they're like, you know, if you're on the plane or whatever, it's like really nice to have. And then also their noise cancellation is amazing. So even if you're sitting in like economy class and you're just watching like TV on your little phone, it's just so nice to completely tune out the world because I feel like they're some of the best noise canceling headphones that I have ever owned. And I owned a pair of Bose ones. But these ones I think like are amazing. The only thing about wearing them to work out is one, eventually they can get kind of heavy. So I don't know if you want that extra weight on your head when you're working out, because I feel like sometimes, especially if you're lifting weights or whatever, like your neck and shoulders are already so fucking stressed out. Like you don't want to add like more onto it. And also that cushiony bit between the headphone and then your ear is like made out of cloth. So I'm like, it would get really gross if you like sweat in that, and it would get like stinky, and then you definitely don't want to be wearing it with your makeup because then your makeup is going to get all over them. You know what I mean? So it's like very different. Like I like wearing them if I'm like, for example, like doing the dishes, I'm on a phone call or I'm listening to a podcast, I can just kind of like tune out the world. Or like these days, Rami has been wearing them because we only have one TV and I like to watch TV at the same time that he does. Sorry about Humphrey, you guys. This is just a thing that happens in my life. He'll eventually stop, but, or maybe I should silence him. I don't know. Hold on.
No, you're fine. It is what it is.
Okay, so I was getting back to what I was saying. This is me muting you and then quickly yelling at him. Anyways. Steph, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now. Okay, so these days, Rami and I have this schedule where we're watching TV at the same time, and I'm watching a stupid show, and he wants to watch some really intense show that I'm just not in the mood for. So he's been taking my headphones and, like, watching his shows on the phone when I can have the big TV.
Oh my God.
So it's like really nice. He just like noise cancels it and we're sitting on the couch together, but he's watching his shows on the phone. So yeah, you could use that too. It could save your marriage. Who knows? You know, you could just,
oh my gosh,
physically,
I love that.
Be together.
Get that man a tablet. Why do you have him looking at a tiny phone?
He doesn't want a tablet. Okay. I would definitely get it for him, but he's just like, so like the opposite of me. He doesn't need all the bells and whistles. He's like, I'm fine with my phone.
Okay. Well, you've sold me on the headphones. They're like at the top of my list. I really want them, but I also,
yes, you have to get them.
Yeah, I need to figure out something for working out in though, because I kind of want a headphone situation for working out. AirPods. I have the AirPod Pros, but I lost my.
You don't like those?
I love. I lost my charging case at the gym. I never bought another one, so I need to figure that out. But I was gonna get the Max as well. So
I like the Max for traveling, for other things. But again, like the cushy bit, definitely you have to be careful because, like I said, the makeup and the sweat situation wouldn't be cool. I'm wondering that because they are like, you can take them out. It's like a magnetic thing that attaches them onto the actual headphone. So I'm wondering if you can buy those pieces separately and keep switching them out. I have to do more research on that. I'm not sure because I recently just got them, but I really love those.
Okay, so another thing that is high on my list, and I know Jason's going to be like, girl, quit, is the mini Kelly. I really want her. Oh,
I know.
So
I dream of one. It's like my dream handbag.
Yeah. Oh, adorable. Like, I really, really want one. And yeah, it's probably not happening this Christmas just because I have other things I need to purchase, but, and we're going on a big family vacation. But yeah.
Are you going to get it from Hermes or are you going to get it like a third party website or colors? Like what kind of colors you want? Like, have you thought about any of that?
So I really love nice neutrals. So I think we talked about when we're talking about the Birkin, it was like the golden color and then Etope. I forget how you say it, but that's kind of like a really deep gray. But I'd also do a fun color. Like if I could afford it and get multiples one day, I'd probably get a fun color and a neutral color. But honestly, I'd be pretty open to whatever was available. But I would definitely get it from Hermes. Like buying secondhand for something like that is just kind of silly unless you just really don't care about getting a good price.
Yeah,
you know?
you're getting a bag that's like worth some like a quarter of what you would pay if you were to buy it from like a third party website. Like it just doesn't make any sense. But then with Hermes, you have to play the whole Hermes game. And then I'm like, I don't need like to be getting a bag this desperately where I need to spend like $10,000-$15,000 before they even offer me a bag. Like
I don't see myself playing the game.
Yeah.
So if I can avoid it, I'd probably just fly to Paris or somewhere.
And like try to get the lottery, FSH store thing. Yep. I get that.
Yeah. That's honestly the way I would go about it. I don't see myself playing the game, but that one is high on my list as well. What about you?
Oh my God. Mine too. Okay. So definitely we have Hermes Kelly in our dreams. I'm hoping one day I can get my hands on one. Like literally my dream handbags would be a mini Kelly and a Birkin 25, and I think I would definitely get them in a gold or a black with gold hardware. Or white. I think white would be beautiful too. But yeah, I mean, that's like an ultimate wish list. But for me right now, so I really want the Bottega lug boots. You know, they're the combat boots that you can kind of, they're like slip-ons. You know, yeah, what I'm talking about? I love a funky color,
right? You can pick a color, right?
Yeah, I think you can change out the sole, but that's not what I really want. I want just like black ones because I feel like I would wear them a lot. And I think I would want them, like, you know, I feel like for fall or winter, it's like perfect. Like they would go with everything. And you can even wear it with like a trench coat and a dress, like, because they're like edgy and they're really cool. And I think like they would be really comfortable because the only, and I think if you guys have heard this episode before, like our best and worst designer purchases, and I said, like, I don't love designer shoes. I don't think they're worth the money, but definitely like the Bottega shoes that I have are actually super comfortable. So I have a feeling that these ones would be comfortable. So I would either get them in like an all black or like white leather with like the black elasticated bits and a black sole. I think like those would be really nice. And I think like I would definitely wear them a lot.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now online and I love the heel height because I have like the Gucci kind of like lug sole, really chunky boot, but the heel does kind of like get old after a while when you're wearing them for a while.
Right.
So I really like how this is very chic, but you're still low to the ground.
And yes.
I
feel like
dress this up, dress it down. That's a nice boot.
They're like a slip-on combat. No, they're not like combat boots because they don't have the laces, but you know what I mean. It's like a, it kind of looks like a really edgy, like rain boot.
Yeah.
But like a really fashionable one, not like an ugly
yeah.
one.
Yeah. I like it. I actually found a pair on ASOS that's almost like a dupe for these. I'm going to have to send you a picture. I bought them last year, but I do like these more, obviously, because they're Bottega.
Yeah, they look really good. I would definitely get these.
Yeah, you totally should. I love them.
Yeah. So, okay, what else is on your wish list?
Ooh, I mean, I feel like there's so many things. So, I mean, I want a pair of Celine sunglasses.
Oh my God, which ones? Like the ones that have like the new like Triumph logo on them?
No. Just, I feel like these are probably older. Just kind of like the ones you see everyone wearing.
Like the ones with the three dots on them.
Yeah. I mean, I like the ones with the Triumph logo, but I don't know. I just kind of like the oldie but goodie.
Okay. I actually got a pair of brown ones. I think we talked about this in the last episode. I can't remember now, but I really love them. And I like the new Celine Triumph logo. I think it looks kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm still excited. Yeah. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, what is this? Stop it.
But yeah, now it's close to Chanel. But yeah, I know. I kind of like it. I like it on the belts, on the handbags. It's like definitely kind of distinguishes them more than the three dots. But yeah, I get it. I like Celine sunglasses. I've had Celine sunglasses for a long time, and I think for like years I only wore Celine sunglasses, so I get it. I like those a lot.
Yeah, but maybe it's time for me to move forward and join this new movement of the Triumph.
Maybe. I mean, I would try them on. I got mine in like the brown tortoise shell ones, but I've seen people wear black ones and they look really cute too. Like those, like a smaller oval frame. I think that they're still very classic. But yeah, I mean, try them both on and see which ones you like.
Yeah, I will.
And I know you have a necklace on your wish list, an LV necklace, because you already sent me the whole...
Yeah, like there's this Louis Vuitton choker. And
oh, I love that one.
I really like it. Like, it's not available in store. At least it wasn't. I was trying to find it. I reached out to two SAs that I work with, and they're both like, it's not available in the U.S. anywhere. So I was like, okay, well, Sarah's going.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe I can find it for you.
Yeah. And I actually looked online, and it did show that in Europe, it's like, totally in stock. So maybe it's just an American thing where we go crazy for this choker, but it's available.
Maybe. Overseas. And then you can also get it for so much cheaper and get a little bit of tax back. So why not?
Why not? That's the way to go. And okay, so what else? The Valentino platform boots I've been looking at. I saw one of my friends, her Instagram handle is Odd by Moni. So Monica, she lives in Atlanta. She's a fabulous Instagram influencer, also on YouTube, but she has these boots and I was like looking at them and they are so fabulous. But I left a comment on her page. I was like, what happens if I lose my balance? Because I feel like my ankle would snap in half. But they just look so fabulous. So I'm torn.
I don't know. I have to say no to those.
Really? Personally. Have you seen
them? I'm looking at them right now. And I'm like, if these are the ones. Okay, send me the link and then I can see. Because the ones that I can see, I'm like, I don't know. Like, well, how much use are you getting out of
this? But you're just high off the ground.
Oh, it's like a full platform.
Yeah, a full platform.
Yes, I see those. Again, I'm not into the platform, man. I feel like it's not a trend that's going to last very long.
It's a trend that comes and goes so much, though.
That's true. In eighth grade, I had a pair of platforms and I lived in them.
Not eighth grade.
Those shoes were really chic for like an eighth grader, okay? Like they were just like, I felt like a woman in those. I bought them at a trip to London. They were just like black strappy platform sandals. I was like, yes, I feel like such a grown woman in these. I was like, you know, trying to be all sophisticated.
I love it. These are on my wish list. I just texted you the image and we'll have to check.
Let's see. Let me see the image. Let's see. Oh, gosh, Steph. Okay, never mind. I did see these. I don't know. Listen, you do you. Personally, those are a no for me.
I couldn't see you in them.
No. I definitely could not see myself. I think you could pull it off. But then again, how many times in a year do you think you see yourself wearing these?
If I spend $1,500 on these boots, you're going to see them all kinds of ways, Sarah, okay?
I love it. You have no shame. You're going to be like, I'm going to be wearing the shit out of these. And you're going to love wear. It.
Absolutely. Yeah. Y'all are going to get all of the boots. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to do it. Because otherwise, we might as well be shopping in like Goodwill, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Another thing that's on my list. And I don't know if I want to get it because I don't know how much I'm going to wear it. Because it's $700. Is a Prada bucket hat. But I like, I like this one because it just looks like a bucket hat with a Prada logo on it. But instead of like a black one, it's a nude, like a beige color. And I really like it. Here, I'll send you a photo of this. But okay. I'm just like, I really want this hat. And I think I could wear it a lot, especially for like beach vacays. And I want to get one of those like Prada straw bags. You know, like I feel like they were all the rage. And then I resisted getting it. And now I'm like, I definitely need to get it because I think I'm going to be I could wear this on the beach, like be bougie AF on the beach. I could definitely see myself in this Prada hat and with the Prada bag. And I was thinking about getting white Prada sunglasses. Like, you know, the ones that What's Courtney's husband's name? Travis Barker.
Yeah, I'd have to look. Are they like a black triangle on the side?
Yeah. They're obnoxious from the side because it just has like a big Prada on the side. But yeah. I saw them in Florence the last time that I was in Italy. And then I tried them on. I'm like, maybe I don't need these. I should have gotten them because I literally have not stopped thinking about them. And I want them in white. I do not want them in black.
Okay. Those are on my list too. I actually tried to buy them at an airport, but they didn't have the exact ones I was looking for. But I think the ones that Travis, that you're referring to, are exactly what I want. So I'm going to add
that. Yeah. I like those because I think Madiha, one of our friends from Houston, she's a blogger too. She has them. And I think she has them in white if I can remember correctly. And they look really good with her skin tone because she's a brown girl. She looks really good in them. Yep. I think I could get these. I could pull these off. I had a pair of white Celine sunglasses that I've literally worn to death. So I think, yeah, I like a good pair of white sunglasses, especially for the summertime.
Yeah. I like this hat though, Sarah. This is cute. I was worried it was going to be shearling.
No.
Yeah. So this is timeless and I feel like you could wear this really anytime. So I say go for it.
Yeah, I like this. But $700 for a hat? I mean, how often am I wearing this? Although I do think if I had like the bag with it. I'm just a bougie bee, you guys. Like, it's so weird. I'm like, I like to match my shoes with my handbags. Like, in a sense, like, if I'm wearing LV hoops, I want to carry, like, an LV bag. Is that too much? I don't know. Sometimes I don't like mixing designers when I'm wearing them. But maybe that's just, like, something that I'm going through mentally that I need to work out with my own brain. Like, why am I like this? But
I mean, I think it just depends. Like, I mix, but I try not to do like big, big logos of like multiple different. Like, if I have a pair of earrings on, the shoes may be different. Like, it's not like in your face, but I don't think
I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
That's why I like Bottega, by the way, because they always like, it's so understated that you can mix and match with like different designers. And like, it's okay because it doesn't have like a logo all over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I really love that about Bottega as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, what else is on your list?
I like it. I like what you just showed me. So yeah, the Prada sunglasses, we both love those. Ooh, what else?
We both want the Kelly. We're definitely going to be twinning, but that's okay.
Yeah, probably different colors though. And then I need a new MacBook. So I've been like, every time I think about getting a new computer, the thought of spending $2,000 on it or more just kind of like makes me stop. Even though it's a business expense, I could write it off. I should just go ahead and do it. I'm on Jason's computer and I have been for like the last several months because my kids got a hold of it. They of course deny that they broke my screen, but I'm like, who else? Who else? I'm like looking around my house, like who else cracks screens in this place but you?
Oh my God. I love it. I think, okay, so you get the MacBook, but then the MacBook is like a business expense. We're talking about luxury stuff. What is like on your luxury, ultimate luxury list?
I have to be practical. Okay, I have to be practical.
I mean, a MacBook is like a $2,000 purchase. So yeah. If you're spending $2,000 on something,
that's definitely luxury.
I know. That's like practical and luxury. So I guess that's good. And yeah, you probably do need a new MacBook.
I know. I just need to bite the bullet and do it.
Especially if you get the AirPods Max. Oh, you're going to be living.
I know. It's
going to be a luxurious experience all around.
I can already envision myself at the airport.
That's one thing I like about Apple devices. Like, it all just syncs so seamlessly. Like, I put on my headphones, they were already connected to my phone. I'm like, thank you, Apple. This is, like, amazing. I don't even have to do anything.
Yeah. Okay, what else? I'm on the hunt for a fabulous Chanel choker. I was in downtown Dallas the other day, and I stopped at the Neiman's down there because they have a Chanel store, and I was trying to find something. I know they didn't have anything similar to what you have right now just because I can see what's current on their website, but I just stopped in just to see. But they didn't have anything.
But yeah, mine is not a Chanel choker. It's an actual necklace. But they have like enough holds in it that I can make it like a choker. So maybe if you like a necklace.
Yes. I mean, but yeah, I mean, they didn't have anything basically. Oh. So I'm still looking for that. That is like high on my list. I would buy it secondhand if I had to, but I'm kind of like holding out hope that maybe in a few upcoming seasons, something will become available that I really like. So I have like a few plugs out with a couple of essays, but so far, no luck.
Oh, well, that is on my list. The perfect one is coming for you. Another tip, you guys. So I have like the long, long Chanel pearl necklace. And when I bought it, my essay showed me how to just like wrap it multiple times around your neck and like wear it as a choker. And it looks like stunning. Like it looks so good. And you can drape it different ways. It's just such a vibe. I just don't wear it often because it's so extra. But like whenever I do, I feel like I always get a lot of compliments on it. And they're like, is this like an actual necklace or have you like wrapped it around? Because it looks so good. So like, I feel like you need to have a pair of like Chanel pearls on your wish list. Because even if you can get like the long one and then wrap it and wear it like a choker or like layer it with different necklaces, it looks so good together.
Okay. I will definitely take note on that.
Adds to list immediately.
What about you? What else is on your list?
Okay, so I'm starting to become a little too bougie now because now I'm starting to venture into clothing. Like, I never cared before. I was like, oh, I'm just going to spend money on, like, high-end accessories or handbags and shoes, but I'll never buy expensive clothing. And now I'm like, maybe I want expensive clothing. So I have my eyes, and it's not like this is, like, everything that I'm going to get for Christmas or anything like that. It's definitely – I cannot afford all of this, okay, you guys? But what I really want – is a pair, like a Prada puffer.
Cute.
It's just like a puffer. It has a Prada logo on it. I think it just looks really cool and edgy. It could be like a very like LA cool girl vibe, depending on how you style it. Definitely into that. And then also a pair of the nylon Prada shorts. I think I talked about it last time and Steph said she would kill me if I got the Prada tank, but she was okay with me getting the Prada shorts. So I think I'm gonna get the Prada shorts. I had them. I tried them on. I bought them. They were on my body. And then I was like, oh, I don't know if I can justify these for $1,000. So then I returned them. And again, I just haven't stopped thinking about them. So I want them again now. So I'm like, damn it, I should have just kept them the first time. I could have worn them this fall. I could have been wearing them right now.
Yeah, don't do that. I've learned my lesson with that. You just got to keep it.
I know. Like,
it's going to hurt for a little while and then it'll get better.
I know. You can't regret it. No regrets.
Yeah, you gotta keep going.
Especially when it comes to Prada. Prada needs to sponsor me, okay? Like, I wanna buy everything Prada. I can be a Prada walking ad.
You are buying a lot of Prada right now.
Yeah, Prada's having a moment in my life right now. Yeah. For sure.
I mean, go for it.
And then another. Yes. And like, you know what? The issue, Steph, is that I've just like been going down the rabbit hole of like Net-a-Porter or Farfetch or Moda. I'm just like, do I not know any other stores exist right now? I'm like, no, I could go to Zara, but I'm going to just look what's on Moda. And I have like an extensive list of like super expensive clothing. And I'm like, am I really going to buy all of this? Probably not, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, just spread it out over time. Buy yourself a birthday gift. Buy yourself a Christmas gift. Be thankful for yourself. Buy yourself a Thanksgiving gift.
Yeah, I am grateful for myself. Let me just tell you. No, I'm kidding.
Isabel Marant, I love her boots.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
There's like a pair of black boots that's like trending all over LTK. And they're the taller kind of Western look boots. So I really like those.
Are really chic.
Mm-hmm. I bought a similar pair. I didn't buy the actual boot. So we'll see if that satisfies my
craving. Send me the link. I feel like if you can get it as like a steal and it looks exactly or more or less the same, then yes. Because especially in Texas, we're not wearing boots that often.
Right. And well, I feel like even in Texas, though, you can kind of like style it with denim shorts and an oversized t-shirt, a blazer. Like, I feel like you can
that could be really cute.
Like, you can do it. It could be a sweater dress look, but then it could also be like a really cute, fun, like Western casual look. So that's why I was like, this would be a good purchase. But the ones I got are very similar to the ones that are by Anina Bing.
I know exactly which ones you're talking about.
Yeah, and those sold out on Revolve. I actually did a pre-order for those, and we'll see if it actually comes. It says it might come in December, but I went ahead and bought a pair from Mango that was like, gosh, how much were they? They might have been like $160. So I paid $160 for those. The Anina Bing ones were $500 or $600, and then the Isabel Marant ones were like $1,000. So I feel like I got a really good deal. And that's why I'm like, okay, let's see if the Mango ones can satisfy my craving, because I really don't need to spend like any more money on boots.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I just want my lug boots and I'll be pretty happy. I think I could definitely wear those like with a lot of stuff. A lot.
Yeah, I bought a lot of boots last year. So I feel like I'm good on the boots front. I think I just need to, I probably will get a couple of beanies. I have this Gucci beanie that I wear all the time. And so I might like get maybe one or two other brands just to kind of mix it up this year. Cause I feel I feel like I need a neutral, and I just like them, especially when it's like, when I don't feel like doing my hair, just being able to throw a hat on.
It's a game changer.
It's such a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also, okay, so should I tell you, can I suggest a beanie for you?
Please.
I really like the Acne Studio ones. Have you seen those? They have like the little like face on them. It's like two dots and then a bar as a face.
Hold on. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I really like Acne Studios.
I think I saw that. Okay, cool. Yeah.
But I really like your Gucci one. I think you brought it with you to Vancouver, right?
No, I don't think I brought it with me.
Oh, you didn't.
I probably should. No, I did. I actually did have it
with me. Yeah, because I think you were wearing it when we went whale watching.
Yeah, when it was 90 degrees outside and I had a wool beanie on my head. Yep. Never forget that.
I mean, you're getting your cost per wear.
Yes. Okay, I do like that. That's really cute. Okay, I'll add that to my list.
Adds to list. That should be the name of this episode. Adds to list.
Love, love. Okay, what else? What else are you dreaming of?
Right now, I think these are like the top. And then, of course, like I think I told you last time when we were talking about the best and worst purchases, my product crystal nylon re-edition bag. I bought it in white, and I think it's by far my most worn bag of this year, that and like the classic black Chanel. So I was thinking about maybe getting the bag in black as well. But then I'm like, will I really end up wearing it as much? So I need to think about it. But like, that's literally like the end. Again, I'm such a Prada stan right now. I don't know what's going on, but I'm totally all about it.
Yeah, I guess you have to think about when you think about a black bag, you usually grab your Chanel. Would you go for your Prada would be like the question.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's true. Because they're both like really good evening bags. I guess if I want to be really extra. But yeah, maybe not. Because I got the white sling bags to match the white bag. And I really like that combination a lot. So I ended up wearing it a lot because those shoes are actually surprisingly really comfortable.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, well, if I have the black Prada and then I don't have the black sling bags, would I end up wearing it a lot? Probably not.
But isn't the Prada, the hardware is a different color on that, isn't it? Isn't it silver?
It's silver, yeah.
So maybe you would get a little different wear out of it because it's a different vibe.
It is a different, it's a totally different vibe. The thing about that bag is though, you have to, because it's cloth, you have to like, whenever you store it, you have to stuff all the stuffing back in and keep it really nicely because I feel like it could get out of shape really fast if you didn't do that. So that's something you have to be very careful about. But then again, all my leather bags, I always make sure that I'm like stuffing them and like putting them in the dust bag so that they can maintain like the perfect shape all the time because I feel like leather is so, what do you call it? I don't know what the word for it. It's just kind of not like flimsy, but it's just like very impressionable that like it can get like dents and stuff on it so easily. So you have to be so careful.
Yeah, I stuff all my bags. People used to make fun of me when I was working in like the luxury retail space.
Mm-mm. It's the only way to
go. You get your bags checked when you leave a store. And so sometimes like if I didn't have a lot of things to carry that day in my purse, I would have tissue in there to keep the shape.
Oh my God.
Like moving around my paper so they could check my bag.
That is hilarious. Okay, I don't go that far.
I take it very seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to because, I mean, you're buying all this expensive stuff. You got to take care of it.
Yeah, what is Zoe going to carry one day if I don't take care of it?
Yeah, there you go. Zoe's getting no new bags. She's only going to get your handbag collection.
Exactly. So I have to preserve.
Yeah. You'll be like, remember when I bought this and like 20 years ago for $6,000 and now it's $60,000?
Right. I'm holding on to everything for her.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Okay. Well, that is our luxury wish list.
Be sure
to share yours. I want to hear what you guys are wishing for.
Yeah. Tell us how you're feeling spendy.
Yeah. We want to hear it all.
We do. Tell us on. Okay. No, let me say that again. We want to hear it all. Tell us everything that you're wishing for. We kind of want to be enabled too. So if we're enabling you, please feel free to enable us as well. Like we really need an excuse, right, Steph?
Right. I need zero encouragement, but the more encouragement, the better.
Exactly. Okay, this was a lovely episode. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in. We will see you guys soon. Don't forget to rate if you have time. It takes like 2 seconds. And then also follow us on Sunday's Pod, because we kind of gather some of our research for different podcast episodes on there. So if you want to be included, if you want to contribute to the podcast, definitely follow us on our Instagram at Sunday's Pod. And we will see you guys next week with a brand new episode.
Woo! See you next week.